As you may notice, I haven't been posting nearly as much stuff to the blog in the past couple of days. This is in part because of embarrassment after breaking my streak of 150-something days posting on the blog non-stop, but also in part a collection of typical writerly feelings. I'm led to understand that these are so cliché as to not even bother elaborating on them, but I think today I'm doing a soupçon of self-loathing coupled with depression at audience unavailability, with a little dash of discoverability and the obligatory imposter syndrome. All of which I'm sure I will be told, oh no, don't worry about that, because that fucking helps. But the recording I did yesterday made me consider that these short pieces, these just coagulated globs of ideas, in some cases don't merit an actual blog post, a textual thing. Text has a different tone, even when you're projecting a more lighthearted one. I wrote numerous articles for Star City Games, where the tone was seen as being confrontational and aggressive, and in some cases, outrightly ignorant, when mostly what I was trying to do was parlay myself as kind of a blowhard who didn't know things, rather than actually being someone who didn't know things. This characterization of voice is easier to do when you have a spoken work. On the other hand, the podcast I've been doing, that's meant to be more conversational. So what's the middle ground? I'm going to give these blogcasts a try, especially for things that are more emotional and where I want to be able to connect to people I know. It's very hard to get some people to read a thing. It's surprisingly easy to get them to listen to a thing. So I'm going to be doing these for a little bit, at least on anything that requires this level of human touch. Not quite sure what that's going to be. Don't know how well it's going to work, but I'm going to be giving it a try.